こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。目の色をたった15分の手術で変える技術が FDA に認可され、アメリカで一般に提供されています。人工交際インプラントと呼ばれるこの手術法は、ニューヨークのケネス・ローゼンタール医師によって開発されたものです。交際と呼ばれる目の色の部分に、シリコンでできた、人工交際を挿入するだけの簡単なもので、角膜に 2.8 ミリの穴を開けてこれを挿入します。手術は片目15分、術後は即帰宅下で1から2ヶ月で完全に回復するということです。人工交際を作っている Bright Ocular という会社によれば、もしも目にトラブルが発生した場合は簡単に取り出せるとのことです。この技術、もともとは目の色素異常の人の治療用に使われていたものだそうで、実際の患者のインタビューでは痛みも全くないとのことです。
There is a new procedure to change the color of your iris, and it has been approved by the FDA. It is known as the artificial iris implant developed by Dr. Kenneth Rosenthal. They make a 2.8 millimeter cut in your cornea and insert a silicone implant. The procedure takes approximately 15 minutes per eye, and patients typically take 1 to 2 months to fully recover. The implant's manufacturer is called Bright Ocular, and they claim that it is completely safe.And if any complications were to occur, the implants can be removed fairly easily. This procedure has been available in the past for people who lack an iris or congenital aniridia.
Yeah, なんかね、これをやったカナダ人のビデオを見たのね。He had like brown eyes, and he got すごい bright blue eyes. なんかね、別人みたいになってた。結構目の色で変わるよね、印象が。
Yeah.
Especially
what is it about? I mean, I don't really see people wearing well, you see people with karakon or color contacts a lot.
Yeah.
But it's always like people with brown eyes or really dark eyes that want to have like blue eyes or gold eyes or something.
Yeah, weird.
Gold eyes, okay.
Gold?
Yeah, like light brown.
あとグレーとかも見るけどね。あと、I don't know. 日本は結構多いね。アジアは結構多いね。
There's a lot in Tokyo.
Yeah, yeah. だからこのなんか、目の色の記事読んだ時もなぜか日本人の患者のコメントがついてたもん。 Like she was saying that she also got bright blue eyes
done, like the surgery.
Yeah.
Really?
And she was
Do they have this here?
No, she did it in the States and they interviewed her. And she was like, oh, I'm so happy with my new eyes, blah 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 とか。
Do they don't remove your existing iris?
No.
Put it over.
そう。上からかぶせるだけだから、だからまあ嫌になったら取ろうと思えば取れるの。So if you get bored, I don't know, you can remove them easily. But
I wonder how that works, because your iris, well, your pupil changes size all the time too, right? So it seems like it's not going to look real. I feel like you'd be able to tell.Can you tell in the video?
No.
You can't tell.
でもカラコンみたいな感じだよね。だからその周りがもう固定されてるっていうか。
カラコンでいいじゃん。
でもほら、permanent じゃないから。
Oh, which? This isn't permanent?
This can be permanent. But カラコンはさ、you have to take them out and...
Yeah, but they're saying they can undo this too.
Yeah, but...
ちょっと大変だけど。
まあね。でもなんかその手術の動画があるのね。結構グラフィックなんだけど、
ハイボール手術のビデオ。
それをちょっと勇気を出して見たのさっき。結構怖い。目の膜にこう穴を開けて、なんか折りたたんであるのね、そのカラーの部分が。 折りたたんでるやつをこう中に突っ込むとパカッて開いて、まあ、円になるみたいな感じだけど何色にもできるらしいから You know, you can choose whatever color you want.
Would you do it?
No.
Would you do it if all you had to do was snap your fingers and it would be done?
Mm.
It was free. You can just change. You could change your eye color right now. No surgery. No nothing. If you want to change your eye color right now.
え、それ一回やったらもう戻せないの?
Yeah.
え、じゃあやだかも。
You'll
Would you do it? マイケルはちょっと明るっぽい。目の茶色の目だよね元はね、
Yeah, my I don't really have like I think eyes are really complicated、So if you have Like my dad has green eyes、So I think that's ちょっと混ざってる、If I got an eye infection once And my eye turned green My、oh. iris
Wow.
Yeah, and if I go to the beach And I swim with my eyes open
okay.
My eyes start to change color too.
Huh.
But it's only when it's like inshol.
Ah, 悪い時.
Yeah, when my eyes are like inflamed, they change color for some reason.
なんか前の会社の人で純日本人なんだけど目が青い人がいたのね。
Interesting.
それは生まれつきらしくて、なんか全然ハーフとかじゃないし、顔も普通に日本人なんだけど目だけ青くて。なんかそれはそれでいけてたけどどうかね変えるとしたら何色がいいでも But I don't know I can't really picture you with like blue eyes and stuff
Yeah I'm good
Green eyes I like なんかアジュナリマみたいななんか濃い髪の色なんだけど目の色がちょっと薄いみたいな
like, What color are her eyes?
Like grayishblue-ish kind of あれは結構綺麗
Were your eyes blue when you were born?
What? Me?
Yeah
Me?
Yeah
No
Oh, my eyes were blue when I was born
さあそれハーフだからでしょ
No
普通の日本人は黒でしょみんな生まれたら
Well, my eyes are brown now
Yeah
But what happens is when you're a baby Your eyes, the melanin hasn't really been fully deposited yet in your eyes.
But isn't that just for white people?
Because I don't know if it's just for white people.
White people and half kids are like, 生まれた時金髪の blue eyes で大人になって茶髪黒目とかになるじゃん。でも日本人はもともとずっと黒いんじゃない?
Definitely gets darker as you get older, I think. And then once you hit like 45, it goes back. Your eyes get lighter again. Like everything starts to go backwards.
猫もだよね。
Like your hair too.
猫も生まれ、子猫は目が青くてだんだん違う色になる。That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think it's the melanin thing.
次。イギリスの若い女性の間で女性器の美容整形手術を受ける件数が増加しており国民保健機関が懸念を示しています過去10年間に女性器の美容整形手術を受ける女性が5倍に増加し毎年2000人以上の女性がイギリス国内で同手術を受けていますさらに過去5年間に14歳以下のケースが250件もあったそうですしかも私立病院や小さいクリニックでの件数は含まれていないため実際はさらに多いと見られていて今後何らかの規制がかけられる可能性があります一番人気なのはラビアその小陰唇を小さくするという手術なんだけど専門家たちはその AV の責任が大きいとしていてその AV 女優の人たちはみんなこういう手術を受けてるからそれを見た女性たちが一般の女性がまあ、この女性器にもいろんな形があるっていうことを、まあ、あまり分かってない若い人がいるっていうで、まあ、この手術のリスクとしては性的機能の損傷や不快感っていうものが残ってしまうことがあるそうです
The NHS or National Health Service in the UK is becoming increasingly concerned with labiaplasty procedures or designer vaginas Its prevalence as a procedure has increased by 500% in the past 10 yearsIn the past 5 years, more than 250 women under 14 years old have had labiaplasty in the UK. the National Health Service says that the actual number of procedures being done is much higher, as clinics are not actually required to report them. And they think that in the near future, the UK may actually put some restrictions on labiaplasty. Labiaplasty involves cutting off parts of the labia, and the NHS blames online pornography for this influence, at least to a large extent. The surgical procedure itself can cause health complications, however, including reduced sexual function, discomfort, infection, etc., missing labia, so forth.
Obviously. Yeah. 14歳以下が250件だよ。
How many kids under 14 years old are watching so much porn that they
しかもこの変な話、レビアっていうのは大人になるにつれ、まあ、成長するものなんだよね。だからちっちゃい子供とかはないじゃん。それが外に出てない状態じゃん。
If you're under 14 years old, who are you worried isn't gonna fuck you because your labia looks a certain way? Do you know what I mean?
でしょ？怖いよね。しかも、だって自分でお金払えるわけないから、親がお金出してるじゃん、多分。
Or some creepy boyfriend.
Ew.
That's some...
私なんか14歳の娘がある日来てさ、Mom, なんか、この手術したいんだけどって言われたら目玉が飛び出んだけど I'd be like, what? You should be worried about homework and stuff, not your labia. じゃない？
I'll do my homework later. just let me get my labias trimmed real quick and I'll do it up. I promise.
もうやばいよ、この世の中、それ。どうしたの？
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on in the UK.
確かにあの AV 女優
I don't understand what the big deal is. Who cares? Why? I mean, I don't even
私はあの女性のあんまり見たことないじゃん、マイケルに比べたら。だから、まあ、あの温泉とか行ったら見るけど、みんなジャングルだからちょっとよく見えないし。でも AV とかの海外の AV とかだと結構 AV 女優がみんなもう手術してるじゃん。 So their vagina looks like 10歳みたいな。 You know what I mean? Like nothing is coming out.
Wait, so these girls are only shaving off 4 years when they have their labias reduced? 14歳の子、
I don't know. Oh, it's so creepy. キモいな。
I don't understand the that aesthetic standard. Like, what is that?
だからやっぱりその
It's like the dark nipple, light nipple thing, or people bleaching their ass.
What?
So a lot of porn stars bleach their...
色素沈着しちゃうからね。So, あ、そう。だからやっぱりそういうお尻の穴とか、バジャイナとかを漂白して、みんな AV に出てるのを見て、男の人は、あ、こういうのが普通なんだって思っちゃうじゃん。だから彼女の普通のを見て、
well, not 普通、but
なんか AV と違くないみたいなさ。
Not 普通、but preferred.
Yeah.
In porn,
Like, yeah, まあ、cleaner the
bush,
better.
The jungle's dead in the U.S.
Yeah,
Nobody
yeah, yeah.
has a jungle in the U.S.
Yeah.
The only people with jungles in the U.S. are Japanese girls that are visiting the U.S.
Yeah.
So that was killed by porn.
Yeah.
But now it's like porn is killing labias too, almost.
Yeah.
And bleaching assholes and
怖いね。
bleaching nipples or something.
まあでもだからマーケティングでしょうね。そういうなんか漂白のを売ってる人たちが。それを売るためにいろいろ言うわけじゃん。で、それをやっぱり。
You think there's a conspiracy between the porn industry and these clinics?
I'm sure the clinics will reach out to like porn stars and be like, hey, you know, you'll get more jobs if you bleach your asshole and
stuff. And you get
like
those porno labias going.
Yeah. だってあの、まあ結構不自然な見た目の子もいるもんね。塗ってありますみたいな。なんかだからやっぱりその男性も女性も お互いがどういうのが本当に自然なものか分かってる必要があるの。だから女性もこういう何ヌードモデルの写真とかを 見すぎて、あ、私は全然違うと思って落ち込むことはないっていうこと。
It doesn't even have to be natural anymore. Like the fake tits work、Fake tits work. Like guys know that they're fake. Guys know that they're not real tits. They're fake tits. They're obviously fake tits.
Yeah.
But they still work. They, you know, guys are still like,
でも
I'm down.Fake
でもなんか、フェイクティッツが好きな男の人とフェイクティッツが嫌な男の人といるじゃん。マミはフェイクティッツが嫌な男の人と付き合いたい。そういう何そういう種類があるじゃん。Like,
なんか I know what you're saying.
なんか trashy type of guys、
what?
and trashy type of girls.
People are gonna like what they like. I don't think it necessarily makes them trashy.And fake tits working on a guy doesn't mean that he's trashy. It just means that he's susceptible to that for whatever reason. The way he was raised, he grew up watching Baywatch or whatever. Right? I mean, is it that person's fault?
Yeah, だからなんか、yeah.
I mean, no one's gonna take fake tits over real tits if they're the same size.
Oh, yeah.
But there's, I'm saying、That's、that there's、funny. Guys that...that will take fake tits over small. Do you know what I'm saying?
まあだからその女の子が自分自身で例えばあもうちょっと鼻が高かったらいいなとか自分個人で完結してる中でやれるんだったらいいんだけどそのポーン見ててこうだからとか男の人はこういうのがじゃないと嫌だからって勘違いして手術してるとしたらそれは残念だよね。Because that's just not necessary. I mean, she could have been happy with her vagina.
But some people don't want to do that. Don't want to try to figure it out that way. They'd rather just get the surgery.
でもこのさだって性的機能の損傷とかなんかねすごいいっぱい神経が集まってるからちょっと間違えると結構そういう何リスクもあるわけよねだから。
Well, that's the same. That's the same with men too. There's male circumcision, and there's people that do have male circumcision done to their kids.
Yeah.
Not even for religious reasons, but for aesthetic reasons.
しかも日本それ多いよね、男の人ね。その話いつもするよね、日本の男性って。そのかぶってるかぶってないみたいな。海外でその話してる人見たことないもん。
And the perception is that everyone in the West is circumcised, but actually circumcision now is less common than not having your kid circumcised in the United States now. Because that's totally, it's totally from a religious base. And there's, you know, they used to make up, like there's some science behind it and it's cleaner or you won't get AIDS or something, but that's...Total nonsense. There's no scientific basis.
なんで日本ではさ、かぶってるとダメみたいなことに、いつからなったんだろうね。なんかその、ダメというか恥ずかしいみたいなさ。
I don't know. I've never really noticed that culture that you're talking about.
Super huge.
Well, when I talk to people here, if you're in onsen or something, who gives a shit? I just put my towel on top of my head and just cruise.What,
yeah,
people
but
are going to hate?
No, they feel 恥ずかしい towards girls. Like, like my girlfriend is going to laugh at me because I have, you know, skin over my stuff.
If a girl laughs at you because you're uncircumcised, then they're an idiot. And you probably shouldn't be fucking them anyways.
Yeah, なんかその手術怖いよ。やだよ。それでだってなんかさ、神経損傷したりとかしたらなんか意味がわかんないよね。
This is all silly. Everyone needs to stop cutting off their labias and their foreskins. And just get along.
Yeah. 次、子供が野菜をなかなか食べたがらないのは毒素を避けるためにもともと遺伝子に組み込まれている可能性があることが分かりました。イェール大学の1歳半から8歳までの子供たちを対象にした研究でプラスチック、メタル、あと増加みたいなあの作り物の植物と比べて子供たちが本物の植物に触ることをためらう傾向にあることが分かりました。 これは毒草に触ったり誤って食べたりすることを避けるために遺伝子に組み込まれた危機回避の行動の可能性があります。こういった行動は人間だけでなく他の動物にも見られるそうです。
Survival instincts may explain why children don't like vegetables. Yale University conducted research with children who are 8 to 18 months old. They found out that compared with plastic, metal and fake plants, children were the most reluctant to touch the real plants. So they had the greatest, what, aversion to real plants, because I guess they're theorizing that the plants could be poisonous, so kids don't want to mess with plants. They're just kind of programmed that way.
Yep. でもだからといって食べなくていいっていうわけじゃなくて、そのもちろん一回食べて、あ、これは安全だってなれば、何？それは it's something that kids can learn だから、これを聞いた子供がだからといってじゃあ野菜食べないとかそういうことではないらしいんだけど。
Well, kids shouldn't be eating anything when they're small. They should just let their parents deal with it. But a lot of kids don't do that. They just, I've seen kids just take anything and put it in their mouth.
Well, I mean, that's...
They just take crayons, put it in their mouth. They just
take... That's how they learn things. Like, that's how they learn, like, especially babies, right? 口に入れてそれが安全かどうか確かめるっていう。それも、
But it's too late if it's poisonous. What a stupid method.
I guess that's why they don't touch plants. They can put rocks and whatever in their mouth. And
do you think they avoid brightly colored objects as well? I mean, is there anything... It didn't say anything about that, right?
ここには書いてなかったけど。
Because poisonous things are often marked as poisonous.
そうね、カエルとかね。
It's just like, I'm poisonous.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yeah. すごい色のカエルいるもんね。毒のやつで。
Not just カエル。
オレンジとか。
Like snakes.
Yeah.
Sea snakes.
綺麗な色だとね。
Just weird, poisonous.
Yeah.
Fish.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. でもまあ、こういう理由があるんだと思えば、まあ、わかりやすいよね。
It makes sense.
Yeah, you kind of have to make your kid eat vegetables, right? Like, they're not going to be like, yeah, 野菜みたいな。
Do you eat vegetables?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like most Japanese people are really on top of their veggie game.
Yeah? そうかな? Yeah.
The only vegetables Americans eat is fries. Fries and that little piece of lettuce in the burger.And maybe a tomato if they're okay with it.
あとあれじゃない?ちっちゃい人参。
Oh, baby carrots. Baby carrots.
アメリカ人、baby carrots 好きだよ。
They eat baby carrots and avocado.
しかもハンバーガーに入ってるアボカドでしょ。サラダじゃなくて。
Or like a Mexican salad thing.
Yeah. ヨーロッパ人の方が野菜とか果物食べてそうだけどな。なんか、その辺中に売ってるし。
In Japan, they'll just...If you have like oden, or I guess it's kind of different. What is konnyaku? What is that made out of?
Konnyaku は海藻じゃない?
I don't even know what konnyaku is.
It's made of 海藻.
Never really thought about it.
海藻. Seaweed?
Yeah, that's vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tofu is vegetables too.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff. Or in nabe or...Like,
そうね、まあかなり野菜、確かにね、白菜とかね、あと、とんかつ食べても絶対千切りレタスついてくるしね。
Yeah, I don't always eat that.
まあ、まあ、その、ハンバーガー食べて、じゃあ、野菜といえばポテトかなみたいなよりは、まあ、マシだよね。全然。
I feel like it's gotten a lot better in the States, but it's, people tend to sit on one of two extremes.People either have a really poor diet or they have a very, very good diet.
確かに、確かに。
So,
頑張りすぎの人と。
There's a lot of people in the States that are just, you know, they're shredded.
Yeah.
They're just working out all the time.
なんで
だろう? They're just boiling chicken.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like
確かに。
people can't just
日本人は結構だってその間じゃない?別になんか。そんなすごいアンヘルティーでもないけど、そのヘルスオタクみたいなさ、健康オタクみたいなわけでもないみたいな でもまあちょっと今日野菜食べとくかみたいなさ、結構間の人が多いじゃん。
Yeah.
アメリカってなんであんな両極端なんだろうね。もうインスタグラムとかにさ、
I feel like the whole culture is like that. Everyone's, you know, either overdo it or just don't do it. That's how American culture is. If you're gonna shoot something, you're gonna use a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
You know, if you're gonna, it's just all like, look at all the movies with, it's all ridiculous.
Yeah.
Explosions and
Michael Bay movies.
Backflips and,
yeah.
Melissa Bachman, a huntress, sparked, is huntress a real, I guess it's a real word. I don't really hear it that often. A female hunter?
Yeah.
Sparked outrage after posting photos of herself on Twitter and Facebook with a male lion she killed with her rifle. More than 13,000 have signed a petition to ban her from South Africa. She's a presenter on television for a hunting series called Winchester Deadly Passion. And the trophy room of her website has 65 photographs of her posing with different dead animals. On Twitter, she's posted like her posing with zebras and moose, antelope.
ハンターのミシェル・バックマンがライフルで撃ち殺したライオンとのツーショット写真をネットに公開し、批判の的となっています。彼女はナショナルジオグラフィックチャンネルで自分の番組を持っているんだけど、その彼女を南アフリカへ入国させないよう求める署名には1万3000人以上がすでにサインしています。彼女のサイトのトロフィールームというページには殺した動物と撮った写真が65枚公開されています。あのさ、トロフィールームっていう、もう名前自体がさ、 That's, I don't know, I saw the picture.
I don't actually understand why people are so upset at her nowWhen she's been doing this, and she has her own TV show, and she's kind of. なんかで広まったんじゃないの?
BuzzFeed or whatever. I don't know, but.
You think it? She finally just crossed the line, or people finally just caught on?
People finally caught on じゃない。別にだって今までの写真と何も変わらないもんね。
Well, the lion.
しかもこの
The lion is pretty majestic looking.
あのね、そうすごい悪趣味なのが、この彼女がポーズしてる横で必ずその動物のね死骸があるんだけど、毎回こう綺麗にポーズさせてんだよね、動物を。
うん。
そう、打ってすぐ横に立って写真撮ってるんじゃなくて、多分一回体を起こしてなんか綺麗な体勢にしてんの、動物を。だからこのライオンも寝てるみたいな感じになってて、それが余計ね、なんか気持ち悪いんだよね。なんかこうわざとやりましたみたいな。
I don't understand why she, I don't understand shooting lions. I don't understand why you'd shoot a lion.
私もわかんないし、このライオンすごいなんか猫ちゃんみたいで。
Why?
なんかさ、この人がライフル持ってにっこり横に立ってることがもう意味がわからない。
Is there, I mean, there's not, it's not like we've got,tons of lions running around killing people. They need to.
No.
The numbers need to be reduced or anything.
No.
And it's not like she's going to eat the lion.
そう、前も言ったけど、食べるんだったらいいんだけどさ、こういうなんていうの、やってやりましたみたいな。だからね、どうしてもライオンと戦いたいんだったら、なんかナイフで素手で戦うぐらいだったらいいと思うよ。
You mean
it's only fair.
You.And then the lion posts a picture on Twitter.
Yeah.
Of
But
him
like,
with her
なんか
dead body.
そのテレビのためとかに最善の安全策を、自分の安全策を取って、絶対自分は襲われないっていう体で、ライフルで遠くから撃つっていうのは、本当に悪趣味。なんかさ、その辺の野良猫を殺すのとさ、どう違うの?だから野良猫その辺の殺したら捕まるじゃん。Right? But you can justfly to Africa and shoot a huge lion and you post a picture?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't actually know that much about hunting or what she does. Mm. But I, from my limited knowledge, I'm just guessing that she's going to be, she's one of the last of her kind.
Mm.
And that anyone that wants to go and shoot an animal like a lion,is going to have to do so in private. Mm. And even then, they may face some resistance. I just don't think that, you know, not in 2013 can you just go around shooting relatively rare
Yeah.
And, you know, somewhat precious animals like
yeah.
that. I mean, if you're going to go shoot deer, go shoot deer. I don't give a shit. There's tons of deer. There's too many deer.
Yeah, and deer is edible.
And you can eat that deer. It yeah. might be tasty.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no. I don't know what she was thinking when she posted this picture. なんかすごいライクとかもらうつもりだったのかもしれないけど not happening.
Did you sign the petition?
No.
Would you sign it?
If I'm in South Africa, I wouldn't want her to come into my country or my region, I guess. やだよねだって。
Yeah, I don't understand that whole culture. On February 22nd, 2014, the god Odin will be killed by the wolf Fenrir. The soil and sky will be stained with poison and there will be devastating tsunamis. This will be followed by 3 freezing winters and then the world will end. Or at least this is the Viking version of the apocalypse. An ancient Norse horn was sounded last week, signaling the final 100 days before the apocalypse.
Winter is coming.
Stop. that show.
バイキングが残した書物によると2014年2月22日に世界が終わることになっています。その内容、オーデンという神がフェンウェルという狼に殺され、地と空が毒に侵され、大津波がやってくる。その後に大寒波が3年連続でやってきて世界が終わるということで、先週その2月22日の世界の終わりまで100日を切ったので、それをまあ記念して、あのバイキングの角笛が鳴らされました。結構なんかのんきだよね。
these end of the world predictions or I mean it's like the Mayan 2012 thing、mm. December 21st 2012
yeah、
a lot of people interpreted the end of their calendar as being an end of civilization as we know itSo I did some research on this, looking at some other end of the world predictions and scenarios. First of all, Ray Kurzweil, who has already correctly predicted a lot of things, believes that everything will change by the year 2045 and humans will be indistinguishable from machines.
Okay.
And he calls that the singularity. This is a very credible. This is a very credible guy.
Okay.
Sir Isaac Newton, he basically formulated the laws of motion and gravitation. After researching the Bible, he determined that the end of the world will be 2060.
Okay.
James Casting.Who's a scientist that has worked for NASA, believes that the world will end in 500 million years.
先だね。また急に。
Most scientists agree that the world will end in 1 billion years.
だからそういうのさ、ずるくない?もうあと10億年後にとかさ、だって確認できないじゃん。
The reason... No, this is pretty...I agree with this statement that the world will end in 1 billion years.
World, I mean, as not, in like world, not the Earth?
What it means is Earth will be uninhabitable because the sun will be moving into its later stages where it eventually swells to a red giant and swallows the Earth. But 1 billion years from now, the Earth will be just way too hot just because of the sun, regardless of global warming or whatever else that's going on. And 5 billion years from now is when the sun will swell into a red giant and everything's definitely doomed at that point. Earth will probably disappear. And in 22 billion years, it's predicted that the universe will fly apart, and it's called the Big Rip.
Okay.
As opposed to the Big Bang.
Yeah, Big なんとか好きだね。
Where some people think that the universe will just continue expanding.
Yeah.
Some people think that it'll re-collapse.
Okay.
But if it doesn't, then it'll fly apart in 22 billion years. It's a long wait.
ちょっと先すぎてなんか。
But Ray Kurzweil's prediction, that's 2045. That's not that long from now.
そうね。そう、そういうのが聞きたいよね。
And he's been right about a lot of stuff.Ray Kurzweil. He's been around for a long time. predicting the future.
まあそのなんかシンギュラリティみたいな、そのロボットと人間の区別がつかなくなるとか。
That's well, he says that we're going to be engineering. We're going to have nanobots in our blood that will allow us to hold our breath for like 11 hours. That we'll be able to run forever. No one will get
tired.
Sick.
Oh.
And he thinks all of this is going to happen by 2045. And the idea, you think so, but think about how quickly the internet has evolved and how quickly our technology. We didn't even have, I didn't have a cell phone.
What, 2040 what?
2045.
So that's like what? 30 something years from now?
頑張れ。もうちょっと。
32? 32 years from now, right? 32年。 だから今まみ27歳だから God, this is a lot of 計算。 32年で27だから59歳。
Good job.
59歳か。59歳で11時間水の中ちょっときついな。
Well, more than just the nanobots.He thinks that we will become machines. We won't use our biological bodies that much.
Like
we will be able to build machines that are the same as us.
Yeah.
Or the reverse or whichever.
It's kind of like the Matrix.
Yeah. Well, without the whole mind control, fake reality thing.
Interesting.
It's interesting. So is the Norse thing. I don't think that the Vikings were right.I'm pretty sure everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But...
Well, if... Even if...
But if... On February 22nd, 2014, might as well do something.
Ah, でもマヤ歴とかのやつの方がまだ良かったね。あれは結構さ、なんか日付が変わったらもうなんか終わりだったじゃん。でもこのバイキングのやつさ、なんか3年連続で大寒波とか結構最後に苦しむ感じじゃん。それ嫌なんだけど。
Yeah.
一瞬で終わる方がいいね、なんか。このバイキングのやつちょっとやだ。マヤの方がまだ良かったね。
It's interesting that they came up with these stories that long ago. The stories,
そうだね。
The stories of floods, the stories of all these natural disasters.
Yeah.
These events were definitely recorded in some way in the past when these sorts of things did happen.
Yeah, but we still do that too, right?
Well, only for like the last few hundred years or so, right? I mean, when did we really start to get it together? When was the Woshireto invented? This is all like very recent stuff. We've been pretty primitive for a long time. It was the car came out like what? The car came out like 120 years ago or something? That's not that long ago. That's like one person's life.
Yeah.
Right?
確かに。
Comet of the century...Ison will travel within 965,000 kilometers of the sun and pass very near Earth. Comet Ison is already visible now without a telescope, and some astronomers are predicting that it may become brighter than the moon. Ison is a sun-grazing comet discovered on September 21st of last year and has a nucleus between 0.4 and 1.2 kilometers across. It will be approaching our solar system from the south, and by that I mean...from below our solar system. So if our solar system is like a flat plane, it's going to come from ちょっと下から。
ちょっと下から。
Like below the south pole south. And there are three possible outcomes for Comet Ison. The first is spontaneous disintegration. This happens to less than 1% of the comets for no apparent reason. It's not because of...significant heat or something. They don't really understand what it is, but less than 1% of the comets just kind of fall apart. The second is death by sun as it approaches the sun. The comet will have to survive temperatures as high as 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. What is that in Celsius? I actually don't know. Do you know?
No. I don't know.これ統一しちゃほしいね世界で。
Why don't we all just use the same goddamn shit? 2760 degrees Celsius. Lastly, the last possibility is the comet could actually survive the journey around the sun. It'll lose significant mass during its pass by the sun, either way. But all of these scenarios are worth attempting to witness from the ground. Definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience. This is all supposed to happen around the 27th, 28th, 29th-ish.
今世紀を代表する彗星と呼ばれるアイソンっていう名前の彗星が11月28日に太陽の96万5000キロ圏内に入ります。アイソンはすでに肉眼で見える位置にあり、今後月より明るく見えるだろうとのことです。太陽への接近によりアイソンに起こりうる3つの可能性を紹介します。1個目は、まあ、勝手にバラバラになる。2個目は2760度にもなる太陽熱に耐えきれず、まあ、なくなっちゃう。最後は太陽に近づいた衝撃で小さくはなるもののそのまま通過する。でもしバラバラになったとしたら一生に一回しか見れない景色が、まあ、空にうちらも、ね、肉眼で見えるだろうということで、これが、11月のだから27、8、9、
Yeah, well, they're predicting on the 28th is when it's going to be close to the sun.
Right. 28.
So as it gets close to the sun's heat is going to blast material off of this comet.
Yeah.
And that's when it's going to get really bright. And if it breaks apart into little pieces, that'll also make it much brighter because it'll look larger.
これ今空見たらだからもう見えるってことだよね。
Tokyo is a disgusting smog pit, so I don't think we can see it. But if you go, yeah, I mean, you might be able to see it from Tokyo soon. I don't think you can see it right now.
ちょっと東京じゃなくて空気がきれいなところに住んでる人はもう見えるかもしれないね。じゃあ、
they should be able to, yeah.
これバラバラになってほしいね。この見たいね。なんかどういうふうな見た目になるんだろう。
I'll post a map or something on Twitter so people can try to find it, like where it is.
ね、見たい。
But yeah, there's about 10 days left on this thing's life. Okay. Between 10 and a dozen days left.
あと10日ぐらい。楽しみだね、ちょっと。
But it could die. It could fall apart.
Yeah.
At any time. But if it doesn't, this will likely be comet of the century, which basically is comet of your lifetime.
Right.
So if you want to see a dope comet, this is the time to do it.
ね。そうだよね。こんなの本当一生に一回だよ。めったにないもんね、こんなの。
And if you can bust out binoculars or telescope,
yeah,
it's even better.
ね、世の中のお父さんたち。Cool. Okay. お話は以上です。
以上です。
お話以上なんだけど、この間の Facebook の質問は、なんだっけ、あ、そう、広告どう思いますかっていうやつだったんだけど、街中にね、こう溢れている広告、結構ね、意見が割れたんだよね。田舎から東京に出てきたからすごいそれが新鮮で嬉しいっていう人もいれば、田舎に住んでるから逆に東京のそういう広告がいっぱいあるのが嫌だっていう人もいるし。
One thing that I wanted to say about advertisements, and a lot of people think that advertisements can be, advertisements in general are fairly harmless. But I think the reality is that, so there are a lot of advertisements where they're not selling you anything.
Yeah.
So you're watching TV and it's like, oh, you know, this is sponsored by this company, sponsored by Shell.
Yeah.
Or BP or yeah. Siemens or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, what can I buy? I can't buy anything from BP.
Right.
What am I going to buy? How do I support BP? The only way that I can support some sponsor like that is by being less critical of what they're doing. And that's what happens. People start being less critical of these corporations because they're paying your bills. So you're watching a television program and this company is paying your bills. So now you have a bias. And now you're not as critical of their activities. absolutely a real phenomenon, I think. And I think that shouldn't be allowed.
I don't know. I feel like that's like...
So if BP is sponsoring the World Cup...
Yeah, but anyone else would sponsor it. It's not like, BP ga sponsor yametara World Cup nakunarimasu toka janai.
What do you think BP... Okay, so from BP's perspective, what are they thinking? Why are they sponsoring it?
Well, they just want to get exposed.
Why? What are you going to buy?
Well, I think...
They just want you to be less critical of what they're doing. When their next oil tanker splits in half. So,
yeah, I mean, like, okay. BP のケースは確かにその何かのインシデントがあった後にそういうスポンサーしてるとしたら、まあそういう狙いがあるかもしれないけど、
not
all the other、
after.
Like B2B companies, I think they do, they sponsor, you know, soccer matches and whatever because they want to get exposed. So that, I don't think they're reaching out to 普通の end consumers, you know, because they're not selling anything to end consumers anyways.
I think they are. I think it's a form of control that they can buy public opinion. And I think they do buy public opinion.
I don't know if they're thinking that much. Maybe they like, I'm sure they would love your idea if they're already sponsoring whatever. They'll be like, they would listen to you and they'd be like, oh, actually, yeah. But I don't know. Anyways, そうあと広告その面白い内容だったら見ても楽しいからいいけどそのやっぱ押し付けがましいのだと嫌だみたいな言ってる人もいたしあとベルリンにね住んでる人はあのやっぱりヨーロッパは日本と比べてそこまでごちゃごちゃまあ規制とかも厳しいからねあの古い建物が多いからだからあの広告かなり少ないからあの久しぶりにこう日本とかに行って広告いっぱい見るとなんかあ買わなきゃいけないのかなみたいな感じに思うやっぱりだからちょっと影響されちゃうっていうのを実際に感じますみたいな、みんなねなんかいっぱいコメントくれてまた
You think I'm just being a conspiracy bit of a conspiracy theorist
I wouldn't call it a conspiracy but
You don't feel like corporations buy public opinion that way by sponsoring large events
I do like なんかレッドブルとかまさにそうじゃん
Like, well, Red Bull's different because they want you to buy Red Bull. I'm talking about people that aren't selling you anything.
Like B2B companies, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because people would talk about you critically if you spill the oil all over the ocean anyways.
No, they don't. It's amazing how much support the oil industry has. The oil industry is the most profitable industry on the planet.
That's because they have money. They have lobbying money. That's
well,
not
they
because they're sponsoring sports games and then people are in love with them because...
So what do you think when companies like Goldman Sachs are sponsoring the political campaigns of both parties? The donors for both parties in the United States, for example, are pretty much all the same. So whichever party wins, it's the same corporations that have control of that party once they're in power.
Political の場合は全然話が違うでしょ?
No, no, it's exactly the same thing. It's all political. Yeah, it is. When BP spills oil, that's a political issue.
Yeah, but I mean, GS supporting
and they,
both parties
and they get
election.
More support from the government to help clean it up. I mean, these companies are already being subsidized billions of dollars. Why does oil need to be subsidized when it's the most profitable
well,
industry
like
on the planet?
All the matches are sponsored by B2B companies. You know, you're just listing up evil companies like BP and GS, but...
No, it's not... Well...
I would understand
because evil companies do that. That's why I'm listing evil companies.
I would understand if all the entertainment programs or sports matches were sponsored by B2B companies, then I would understand your point. But that's really not the case. So I don't know. I don't really agree.
I think you're being naive.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I've been in, well, I mean, I was in the PR industry, and I've never, and you know, a lot of companies would have to look for opportunities to sponsor, right? Because they have that budget, but I've never, you know, heard of it. like, oh, you know, we want to buy people's opinions, or oh, we want people to not criticize us when we fuck up.
Of course they do.
I don't know. Anyways, so 以上かな?
Yeah.
あの、昨日ね、UFC 見たんだよね。
スポイラー言わないで。
言わないよ。マイケルがモノマネしてくれると思って。
Oh, no.
Come on! Come on! これだって今 UFC 好きなみんなが喜ぶじゃん。Come on, do it! Your GSP モノマネ。
I think we're done.
Boring. Okay, というわけで、また今週の木曜日かな。
Yep.
続きじゃない次回やります。ちょっとねそろそろなんかいろいろあるんだよね。
Like what? Thanksgiving?
え
Christmas?
違うよ。バイリンガルニュースいろいろねあるの。パイプラインに入ってるものがね、まだ言えない。いろいろあるのだからちょっとみんな楽しみにしててください。
Yeah, been slaving on some stuff.
そうそうなのだからちょっと待っててね。というわけで、寒いけどみんな風邪ひかないように気をつけて。ではまた木曜日。終わり。
終わり。
バイ。
バイ。